our Father. Our Father. Our Father. Our Father. It's me. It's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for one more sunny day. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to stand behind the sacred desk and proclaim your gospel. Thank you, Lord, for the vision of this pastor, O Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for these preachers. Thank you, Lord, for these that's here this morning. Now, Lord, I ask that you hide me behind the wall. Give me words from you, O God. So some sinner man, woman, boy, or girl might say, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's good to stand one more time to preach. I'm asking your prayers as I stand here. This old leg of mine is giving me problems. But God is going to come in and remove that pain. I can't get enough of thanking this pastor, this church. He always look out for his preachers. Like you say, I'll be leaving here going straight to Good Hope. And then from Good Hope, hopefully I'll be cutting the roads of sinning. So my day is full. If you have your Bibles, Luke 15 chapter. Luke, the 15th chapter. Amen. I've read this chapter over and over, all 32 verses. And I've been pondering what topic to use about this chapter. And what verse, if I had the time, I'd read all 32 verses of it. Because the more you read it, if you read this chapter, somebody will see, reflect back over your life. And as I read this chapter over and over, I thought about me. Let's start at the 15th verse. And we're going to skip over Luke, the 15th chapter. 17 verse, excuse me. 17. Luke 15, 17, then we're going to skip over to the 24th verse. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's house have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Now the 24th verse. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Thank you. I just want to talk to you for a few minutes about finding and ending yourself. Finding and ending yourself. I hear people all the time say that I got to find myself. And that's why I don't come to church. I say, well, my brother, keep living. You're going to come to church one day. Because they're going to roll you straight down this aisle. One day. But as I look at people that say this quote, this cliche, they say that you're still there trying to find yourself, but are you prepared to end yourself from the things that you are doing? Are you prepared to stop going to the casino? Are you prepared to stop going to the Duke joint? Are you prepared to stop doing these other things of joy in your life? But you're still there trying to find yourself. This chapter here is one of the most beloved chapters of the Bible. The theme of this chapter is of lostness. Yeah. And here in this chapter you'll find the parable of the lost sheep, the lost corn, and the lost son. And in each parable, the writer explains the condition of each one was brought to an end. The widow found the corn, the shepherd found the sheep. And the son was delivered from his dilemma only after coming to his end. Only after ending himself, the essence of his being that had gotten him in this mess. Was he able to take himself out of this mess? Or when this young man could do nothing for himself,
all right.
When himself could provide no answers,
nothing.
No way out, no manner of means of deliverance to elevate himself above this condition. And it was then and only then that he came to himself by ending himself and saying, I will rise and go to my father. Oh, my brothers and sisters, as we study this scripture, we find that in order to overcome the condition of our lostness, the condition of being separated from God the Father, we must be brought to an end of ourselves. Oh, it is difficult to put self down. It is difficult to end self and start depending on something that you cannot see, feel, hear, smell, or taste, the five senses. And after all, we all have depended on ourselves for so long. But look what Jesus said, though, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Let us look at this life of this young man. This young man was full of energy.
Yes, sir.
But look at this here. It might be something I'm trying to tell somebody how to painlessly end yourselves. Oh, we're going to find here that the process of ending ourselves is basically ending the things that you cherish,
right.
Things that you worship.
Right.
And this young man, he was headstrong. He dared to face this world with boldness.
Uh-huh.
And it's certainly a compliment of mine.
Uh-huh.
But he was foolish. He thought that he can handle the world with his mind and limited experience.
Yeah.
He thought that he arrived at adulthood.
Yeah.
He felt that all the time he needed was some money.
Yeah, all right.
But his first mistake was being not trying to follow tradition. Oh, it is unwise not to follow and practice that which has been tried and tested over time.
Right.
And that which it has been proved to be productive.
Yeah.
You see, tradition in those days, this young man of text, meaning that he thought his father was going to die. And he wanted his inheritance divided between him and his older brother. Oh, and that's the way it is today, isn't it?
Yeah.
This young man wished to go against tradition. And he asked for his money before his daddy died. You see, this method of passing on inheritance from generation to generation had worked well for years. It had proved valuable to us. And it had worked in transferring wealth. But look at this too about this young man. Thank you, Reverend Gilbert, last Sunday. I stole some of your notes. But look what this young man did. He went against authority. He wanted to fight against the restraints of society in which they live. But see, let me tell you something. True maturity is recognizing and respecting authority.
Amen. Amen.
You see, it's childish to throw temper tantrums and act like old spoiled baby when going against authority. It is childish when you reckon that everything should go your way. It is either my way or no way. And see, when you're so headstrong and foolish, as far as this young man, we're too much into ourselves, and we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Just because I drive an old 1996 Cadillac, and you drive a Bentley or a Mercedes, don't mean that you any more than me.
Amen.
I got the advantage over you because I don't have no note. But see, let me tell you something. No, you just keep living as mama. You just keep living, baby.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Took what I had, I wanted it back. You pulled me apart, the knife hit its mark. Didn't wanna believe, but started to see.